Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
There is now a cookbook. I got so excited I couldn't even say it.
You almost swore there.
Parks and Recreation.
I heard the
I don't know how official it is. I don't know if NBC actually had something to do with this. But regardless, Leslie Knope is on the cover and includes Leslie Knope's favorite JJ's Diner waffles.
Obviously.
That's a recipe in there. Eagleton crepes is in there. Paunch burgers.
I forgot about that episode.
Oh my God, it's so good.
They had the crepe bar.
I know.
Oh man.
Paunch burgers, double grenade deluxe burger. Chris Traeger. Turkey burger and literally the best salad you've ever had is on there as well. Ben's, calzones, whole bunch of things.
The real question, though.
Let me go to Big Head Joe's for you. They have the most insane burritos. They have one that's called the Meat Tornado. Literally killed a guy last year.
You had me at Meat Tornado.
Yes.
Do they have the Meat Tornado on there? That's
the
all I care about.
Meat Tornado burrito is in there as well. Donna's Mimosas.
I didn't realize how much food and drink is in that show until we started talking about this.
Yeah.
Tom's got his restaurant at the end as well. There's
the
so
Italian,
much stuff there, right? What are some other TV shows or movies that have like good food? Like food that you've seen and you want it in real life.
Well, I always, because on Seinfeld, Elaine always ordered the big salad.
The big salad, yeah.
Guess you could have Seinfeld. They go to that diner quite often, tuna sandwich.
Yeah. Seinfeld, maybe, yeah. Just get some Kenny Rogers chicken.
And some cereal. Jerry's always got cereal.
You can get some Kramer chicken. Remember when he uses butter as tanning oil? Kramer chicken. I want Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle pizza.
Oh, okay.
In the cartoons, the pizza looks so cheesy and so good in
the
TMNT.
The cheese was always stringy.
Oh, it was insane. It was like seven cheese strings worth of cheese that would be stretching out of there. This is a deep cut. Do you remember the Goofy movie?
Yes.
Yeah, the Leaning Tower of Cheesa that guy makes with the cheese spray. Always wanted that. Always wanted that.
What about Bob's Burgers?
Yeah.
He always has a really crazy featured burger. Mm-hmm. I feel like that would be a legitimately great cook. Maybe it even exists. Who knows?
The Sloppy Joes from Billy Madison.
Uh-huh.
I know you like them nice and sloppy. Anything else, let us know. 306-938-0963. Duff Beer from The Simpsons. I remember being a kid watching The Simpsons. Man, beer looks delicious. And then you taste beer for the first time as a kid and you're like, oh, The Simpsons lied to me.
I have one more I can't believe you forgot.
What?
Kevin's Chili.
I'm ashamed of myself.
You should be. Breaking news, yesterday City Council decided to vote in favor of implementing school zone and playground zone speed limits from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 365 days a year.
Now, that's only at elementary schools, right?
It is only at elementary schools. High school speed limit time zones, gone.
Dunzo. Done.
Eliminated.
Finito.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Adios, amigo.
Dunzo.
Arrivederci.
I'm out.
You're out?
Yeah.
Oh, I could have gone on.
What? Really?
Bienvenido. Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Dang it.
Anyway.
Dang it.
I think they get the point.
Yeah, do they though? Do they?
So that's interesting because a lot of people are this was a big deal because when it comes to speeds, people like to get places fast. They don't want to slow down for the school zone sometimes. And what basically was said, I think Mayor Charlie Clark mentioned it, was that a lot of the elementary schools are on side streets. They're not on main drags where a lot of people are driving. Some of the high schools were. Aiden Bowman's on Clarence there. The other ones, too, on Taylor, right? They have main streets. Those school zones are gone now.
Well, Bowman, Murray, and Cross all on Taylor Street there, right?
So those are done. And now the actual school zones that if you want to make a big stink about are off on the side streets where you should probably be going that speed anyway.
Because even though school might be done at 3:30 at elementary schools, tons of people use in the park. Tons of people use in the soccer fields, the outdoor rink. Maybe there's some kind of meeting at the gym, practice, whatever, right? Elementary schools are always kind of on big parks here in Saskatoon, and they're always pretty busy. So I'm a fan of the 7 to 7 kind of thing. I know that that's tough, right? 2 extra hours of going 30. I get it. That sucks for some people. Safety first, right? Elementary school kids. You know, sometimes they don't know. They're jumping right in front of cars, so.
Yeah, elementary school kids I get. I am actually kind of impressed that they got rid of the high school ones because I had mentioned it before. I was a bit of a stink about it. I was like, you know what? I feel like those kids should know better. They should know at that age on how to properly use the street.
They're 15.
Elementary school, I get that. I also just thought it was very strange. Like, I don't obviously know how it works with city council and when things are brought up all the time, but it just was strange to me that all of a sudden it was like, hey, we need to implement playground zones right now.
Kind of came out of nowhere, hey?
I thought so. Maybe it's been in the works for a long time, but regardless, nothing's going to happen until next year. Mm-hmm. 2022 is when those changes will be implemented. So don't worry. You still have time to do 50 in those
just
places.
Just live it up. Just don't be that person. Call or text us. Let us know about this whole school zone change thing. 306-938-0963. I am a bit worried about the kids across in Murray. Source, I was a kid that went to Holy Cross, and they never used the crosswalk at Taylor Street. Same with the Aiden Bowman kids. The Murray kids are actually really good at using the crosswalk. Shout out Walter Murray.
Today's Hinterland Who's Who takes a closer look at the majestic white sorrels. A mainstay in Saskatchewan closets, a pair of white sorrel boots will hibernate all summer and most of the fall. They need plenty of rest for the busy winter season.
White sorrels aren't actually white at all. Well, they were back in 1989, but after more than 30 winters, the white sorrels have learned to camouflage into their surroundings by covering themselves in a thin layer of dirt and grime.
They're not gray, they're not white, and they're not black. It's almost as if they've invented their own color. Nothing else really looks like it, which confuses the white sorrels' predators.
White sorrels are like Benjamin Button. It's almost as if they age backwards. The older they get, the better they perform. The floppier the top, the better the white sorrel.
All white sorrels have laces. However, they are rarely touched or used. It's another phenomenon of the white sorrel. They're loose enough that you can slip them on easily, but not so loose that they'll come off your feet.
White sorrels have a natural defense mechanism when they get tired. They will partially take off your sock, just enough that it's kind of annoying. The sorrel's owner will have no choice but to give the boot a break while they readjust.
It's not just shoveling snow, tobogganing, and other winter shenanigans that white sorrels excel at if you want to go for a smoke but don't want to tie your shoes. White sorrels are there for you.
If you forget that it's garbage day and need to get the bin out to the corner as fast as possible, white sorrels are there for you.
For a more complete story, why not contact the Canadian Wildlife Service in Ottawa?
I love me a good bake-off show. That style, and obviously the original, the Great British Bake Off, is amazing. Such a good show. There's a Canadian spinoff, there's an American spinoff, and these baking style shows have become pretty popular, and there's a new one that I'm sort of interested in. It's starring Maya Rudolph and Andy Samberg, both SNL alumni and very successful movie and TV stars from there.
I would argue SNL legends. Those two?
Sure.
I know people have mixed reviews on Samberg, but come on, he's an SNL legend.
He's amazing. Yeah. I love him. I also love Maya Rudolph. She's hilarious. They're doing a seasonal bake-off show. It's called Baking It. So I don't know if that's like a play on faking it or making it or what.
Good job, creative team.
Yeah, nice one. And so, yeah, it's a Christmas-themed baking show, and it looks like family members are paired up and, you know, baking whatever needs to be done. Cookies, cakes, pies, what have you. But the best part is that the judges are a bunch of grandmas.
Love it.
And it's not just there. Well, it's a mix. It's like sweet, wonderful, lovely grandma, and then snarky grandma from Rhode Island who's just cursing the whole time. I watched the trailer. It's hilarious.
Why you got to throw Rhode Island under the bus like that?
I don't know.
What's wrong with the grandmas in Rhode Island?
I don't know.
Grandmas in Vermont and Connecticut.
I was basing it on her accent.
Great people. The grandmas in Rhode Island. Stay clear.
She had a thick accent.
It's like the grandma from the show. Malcolm in the Middle, those kind of grandmas. The grandmas who are smoking darts, drinking scotch.
Yeah, and they don't have a filter.
No. Like, they got that permanent brown stain on their teeth, whatever that is. And I love those grandmas. I love sweet grandmas as well. Like, sweet grandmas that are always baking shortbread cookies, all that stuff. Yeah, those are great. But your Rhode Island grandmas, I love me some Rhode Island grandmas. Like, they got this kind of voice going on.
Well, and they had to bleep her swears, yes, like 5-6 times. Good. So yeah, she's gonna give the hard advice. She's the Gordon Ramsay of the group.
Oh really?
The rest of them are the sweet ones, like, you know, Rachel Ray, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I like this though. We need more grandmas on television.
Absolutely.
Sweet grandmas or Rhode Island grandmas, it doesn't even matter. Heck, let's get those Arkansas grandmas in there too.
Why not?
Don't get me started on the Arkansas grandmas. Cruise confused
lyrics. Wow. I don't know how that was, but it was.
It was great, Stacey. That's what it was.
First one. This is sent in by Cheyenne or Sarah. It's a combo. It's a twofer. Basically, I think Sarah heard it. Cheyenne sent it in, or vice versa. Thanks, ladies.
Nailed it, Stacey.
AC/DC.
Nailed it.
Do you want me to get to the bottom of it?
No, we're good.
Cheyenne heard it on her way to the lake. Sarah sent the email.
Thank goodness I can sleep at night now.
Now we know. AC/DC, TNT. Cheyenne hears, lock up your daughter, lock up your wife, lock up your fat dog, and run for your life.
So lock up your daughter, lock up your wife, lock up your fat dog, run for your life.
Okay.
I hear bat dog.
Fat dog, bat dog.
I hear like, na 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 na, bat dog.
Sure, maybe.
That's what I'm thinking when I hear that.
Your puppy has one of those cute little puppy costumes.
Sure.
The actual lyrics. Lock up your daughter, lock up your wife, lock up your back door, run for your life.
So lock up your daughter, lock up your wife, lock up your back door, run for your life.
This next one is from Daryl, and shout out to Daryl, because this one's great. It's Rocket by Def Leppard. It's near the end here. Daryl hears guitar... Jones.
Guitar Jones.
Guitar Jones.
What was really cute is he texted this to us,
yeah,
and he said, I hear Guitar Jones, and then it makes me wonder if he knows as many chords as Guitar George. Daryl. This is great.
Good one, Daryl. The actual lyrics, guitar drums.
Guitar Jones.
Sounds like Nay Nay at the end there, too. I think it's Night Night, but it's Nay Nay.
Okay. The last one, Jolene, Elton John, Saturday Night's All Right. This one is, I guess maybe it's topical, right? Don't give us none of your agribition. We'll hide away the Death Star plans.
It is very topical. The Death Star is on my mind right now.
I was thinking more agribition. Is agribition on right now?
I was thinking more of Death Star stuff.
Is that something we need to worry about?
Yes, it is. Look in the sky right now. Ah!
Oh, God. No. The actual lyrics, don't give us none of your aggravation. We've had it with your discipline.
Aggravation is on right now, by the way. I was just...
Yeah, I figured so.
I was just messing with you. I'm sorry. Jones! Every place I've ever worked at has always had a person who used to work there like 5, 6, 7 years ago. And they always come back every few months to check on things. You
to
had
relive
that experience?
The glory days, yeah, of I used to work here and now I don't.
We have a couple people that do that here at Cruise. Not too many, but the odd person will be like, yeah, I worked here back in like 2014. And hey, is Steve still here?
No.
No. Steve was gone a long time ago. That's the thing that they always do, right? They walk in. They see the person that they're like, who is this person? Yeah, hey, my name's Craig. I used to work here back in the day. Kind of a legend. Do people still talk to me? Talk about me?
Self-imposed legend.
Yeah, yeah, no big deal if you don't remember me. It's fine. And then they start bringing up stories of the old days to people that they don't know.
Yeah. Who were just like, who is this nutcase?
The person who used to work somewhere and then comes back and visit, they think that the people who are working there are just automatically going to be friends with them. It's like, yeah, we're like, it's like they got grandfathered in or something like that, right? It's like, no, yeah, we're friends because we work. Nobody. No. See, at restaurants, it happens all the time, but they can just sit at bars and hang out, drink a beer, or whatever.
Yeah.
That's totally
office
normal.
Office environment is different.
In the office environments or anything like that, it's really different because they slow everything down. Like, they sit there and they're talking to you, they're distracting you, you can't get your job done. Because you want to be polite, you don't want to be a jerk.
Yeah.
But every workplace seems to have that one person. They keep coming back.
You know what makes that okay is if that person brings a baby.
Oh, then that's okay.
Then it's okay.
Absolutely.
Because when a baby comes to visit an office after working or wherever, instantly it's like, stop what you're doing and just go talk to that person.
Again, even if you don't know them, who's that person?
Craig? It doesn't matter. They have a baby.
Who is Craig? And why is their baby so cute? Who's so cute? You put Judy.
I had seen this running rampant on social media. A lot of people sharing this article that said basically you can have your Christmas tree replanted after you're done with it, and it regrows, and then you can use it again next year. This place, basically, it's in England, and it houses these Christmas trees and gives them to you every year for you to use. And I was confused. And I was like, wait a minute. The way it made it sound was like that Christmas tree that you have in your living room, you can just take it back and they're going to replant it for you. And I was like, how does that work? The tree basically dies. Like, it dries out. The needles fall off. It becomes a fire hazard. And how are you supposed to plant that back into the ground? Turns out what this place does is they actually take the ball of dirt around a tree, and it's a littler tree. It's not like a towering, you know, 10-foot Douglas fir. It's like a 4 or 5 foot tree, and they give you the ball of dirt around it, put it in a pot, so you have it in your house and you water it like a plant.
And you just keep going back and forth.
When you are done with it, you take it back to the farm and they replant it. And then once it reaches 7 feet, they fully plant it in the forest and it stays there.
So the tree kind of grows up with you and your family.
Basically. I don't know if you get the exact same tree back every year. It'd be cute if you did.
Yeah,
because
that would
then
be
it would be
cute.
Like super sentimental.
I recognize these branches.
I know.
These are Timmy's branches.
Can you imagine?
Because you can name the tree, obviously, if you're going to keep coming back. Why not just get a fake tree? If you're going to go to all this time and effort to do the real tree thing, and you're going to have the big pot around it, it's not going to look like a real Christmas tree. Really? Why not just get a fake tree?
People's feelings on real versus fake Christmas trees, very strong.
Why, though?
I don't know. We were growing up, we had an artificial tree, and I loved it because I thought that's how trees were.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma had a Charlie Brown tree from Mayfair Hardware all the time, and it was a funny-looking tree. But then, once we got older, my mom started buying real trees,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of missed the artificial tree. I don't care, ultimately, but...
Again, I could care less. Real tree, fake tree, whatever. Charlie Brown tree. The only thing I will draw the line, those like aluminum trees that look like they're made of tinfoil, no.
Or the white ones.
Those hurt the eyes. Those hurt my eyes, okay? But like, I don't know, the people just hate fake trees. And I've never understood, like, your husband is a fake tree hater.
He loves a real Christmas tree.
And he needs to have a real Christmas tree.
I bought a fake Christmas tree, an artificial. He was just like, what is this? What is this? And it, in fairness, it's not the greatest looking tree, but I don't know. I panicked and I just bought it.
You blew it. Sean, disappointed. Just Googling divorce lawyers as you bring in the fake tree.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.